today. It's the Tri-Village Lady Patriots wrapping up their 2019-2020 regular season, taking on the Full Recovery Lady Indians. Welcome once again to the Bill Orange Plumbing Heating pregame show. Big thanks to all the sponsors that make basketball possible here on Tiger Country, those being Bill Orange Plumbing and Heating, Buffalo Wild Wings, Holman Insurance, Ansonia Lumber Company, Bowyer Heating and Cooling, C.F. Peppelman, Pepcon, the Koblenz Agency, Dickman Supply, Eric Biggs, State Farm Insurance, Farmer Brown Restaurant, First Street Industries, Flag Lumber, Fulry Landscaping, G&G Floor Fashions, the Grays Farron Agency, Grow Excavating, GNB Banking Centers, HometownOpportunity.com, Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies, the Merchants Bank of Indiana, R.J. Warner Insurance Agency, Roland Truck and Equipment, Schlecky Sports Bar, Second National Bank, the Snack Shop, the Whistle Stop, the Jewelry Barn, Wayne Healthcare, and Works Lumber. Big, big thanks to all those folks supporting us here all season long and supporting these athletes to be able to get as many Dark County games on the air as possible. Again, this afternoon, it's the Full Recovery Lady Indians entering today 15-4 overall. They are 7-1 in the MAC. Head coach Holly Gans, Tri-Village Lady Patriots, just one loss on the year, 20-1 overall. They are 12-0 in the CCC, clinching yet another Cross County Conference title under head coach Brad Gray. Junior varsity contest just wrapped up a few moments ago. That one going to the Patriots in somewhat dominant fashion. Final score there, 47-26 in favor of Tri-Village. An undefeated season for the junior varsity program here at Tri-Village. So they're not only a dominant program on the varsity level, they're very skilled at the junior varsity level as well. A lot of talent all the way throughout this program, up and down the line. A lot of talent on the Full Recovery side as well. Again, 15-4 overall, 7-1, just one loss in the MAC. We'll break down the stats of both of these teams here coming up in just a little bit. Again, this is the Bill Orange Plumbing and Heating pregame show. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll preview tonight's matchup coming up next here on Tiger Country.
Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating, 8751 Burns Road in Versailles, is proud to be your local Bryant Heating and Cooling dealer. Bryant offers efficient hybrid heat and geothermal systems that can cut your heating bills in almost half. Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating has over 50 years of experience and can take care of your residential and commercial needs. Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating and Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems, together doing whatever it takes. Call today at 937-526-4705 to learn how you can save.
Are you looking for quality, name brand flooring priced to fit your budget? Do you dread the thought of wandering endless aisles of flooring products with no idea what will work best in your home or business? Are you hoping to work with professionals trained to help you find the right products for all your flooring projects? Then look no further. Come to G&G Floor Fashions and meet the team that won the Daily Advocate Reader's Choice Poll for Dark County's number one flooring store. G&G Floor Fashions, the good guys with the best buys, serving all your flooring needs since 2003.
R.J. Warner Insurance Agency is incorporated, with their main office located in Arcanum and branches in Greenville and Troy, offer home, auto, farm and business insurance along with life insurance. R.J. Warner is an independent agency representing multiple companies, which allows them to cater to your insurance needs. R.J. Warner Insurance Agency, serving Dark County and the surrounding area since 1935. Give them a call today and see what they can do for you. R.J. Warner Insurance Agency is here to help you with all your insurance needs.
Tis the season for enjoying your favorite local winter sports teams and preparing for a new farm operating year. Team up with Merchants Bank of Indiana. With more than 30 years of lending experience and flexible financing options, Merchants Bank of Indiana has a playbook full of operating, equipment, and real estate loans that can lead you to a championship. Contact your ag loan officers at Merchants Bank of Indiana at 888-294-1005. Merchants Bank of Indiana. Ag banking you can bank on. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Injuries occur in everyday life and on the athletic field. And where can you go to locally treat those injuries? Wayne Healthcare and their Wayne Health Sports Program. Athletes will be evaluated and treated for injuries in a timely manner with this new program. The Wayne Health Sports team includes orthopedic surgeons, physicians, podiatrists, athletic trainers, and physical therapists working together to provide optimal recovery from injury. Certified athletic trainers will work with athletes from Ansonia, Greenville, Tri-Village, and Versailles to provide coverage for athletes in practice and game situations. Get back in the game. Contact 547-5714 for more information on Wayne Health Sports or on the web at waynehealthcare.org.
CF Peppelman Incorporated and Pepcon Concrete is a proud sponsor of all Dark County athletes. They have been serving the community for more than 70 years and specialize in providing building materials to the greater Dark County market, including Miami, Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, and Randolph counties. Conveniently located in Bradford, Versailles, and Union City, CF Peppelman Incorporated is your local supplier for all your concrete, crushed limestone, natural gravel, and building supplies needs. Give us a call at 448-2191, follow us on Facebook, or visit cfpeppelman.com for more information.
The Whistle Stop Bar and Grill in Ansonia invites you to stop by Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, or Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We greatly appreciate your support of our small-town USA business and look forward to having you visit. Breakfast is served from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., and we offer weekly beer specials and Monday through Friday lunch specials. We also provide online ordering so you can maintain your busy schedule. We offer 7-day-a-week hometown cooking at very reasonable prices. Visit whistlebarandgrill.com and like us on Facebook.
Back at the battleground, New Madison, Ohio, our Bill Arns Plumbing and Heating pregame show getting set for Fort Recovery Lady Indian Tri-Village Lady Patriot basketball here. Appreciate you joining us on this Saturday afternoon. Again, junior varsity contest did go to Tri-Village, capping off an undefeated season for the JV program, 47-26, the final score there. But now it's time to break into tonight's varsity matchup. Again, Fort Recovery 15-4 overall, 7-1 in the MAC. Tri-Village 20-1 overall, 12-0 in the cross-county conference. The meeting last year, Tri-Village got the victory, but they needed to play some extra basketball for that to happen. 49-43 was the final in favor of the Lady Patriots in overtime. Tri-Village losing to Minster 60-50 at the Vandalia Regional 1 year ago. Tri-Village obviously has hopes to go a lot further than that possibly this year, but Coach Brad Gray's philosophy, as always, just take it one game at a time. You can never look too far ahead. Patriots went 24-2 overall last year. Also, were 12-0 in the CCC. So back-to-back 12-0 CCC champion seasons for Tri-Village, and this is their fifth cross-county conference title for this program in the last 6 years. So some dominant basketball. In fact, the year and that's where they did not win it was 2018, when the Patriots still went 11-1, but finished second in the conference that year to Miami East, who had an undefeated 12-0 season. Taking a look at some stats for both of these teams here. Those brought to you by Lathel Industrial and Welding Supplies. We'll start with Tri-Village. They're coming off of the game that clinched the cross-county conference for them, a 68-54 victory over Arcanum, who entered that game with just one loss in the CCC. Maddie Downing put up 12 points to go on with 11 rebounds, double-double for her in that contest. Megan Downing finishing with six points also for Krista Porter, 5 for Liza Seiler, 23 points for Riley Sagister, who hit 5 of 9 three-point baskets in the contest. 14 points also for the freshman Morgan Hunt in the win. Taking a look at the season stats for Tri-Village, Alyssa Seiler averaging just under 7 points a game, 3 rebounds. Maddie Downing, 17 points a game to go on with 8 rebounds, 5 points a game from Trissa Porter, 7 points a game and 6 rebounds a game from Megan Downing. 18 points a game from Riley Sagister, the freshman, and Morgan Hunt, another freshman, averaging 14 points a game and 6.5 rebounds per game as well. As a team, they're averaging 73 points per game on offense, giving up just 35 points per game on defense, an average margin of victory of nearly 40 points for Tri-Village this season. Shooting statistics for them, they're 74% from the free throw line, almost 60%, 58% on two-point shots, and 40% as well from beyond the arc. Hard to find really a weakness when you look up the stat sheet here for these Tri-Village Lady Patriots. Taking a look at some of the leaders for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, they're led by Val Mellencamp. She averages 10 a game. Allie Vaughn also averages 9 a game. Kiara Wendell averaging 9 a game as well. Brooke Collard averages 6 a game and a little over 4 points a game each for Paige Fortcamp and Whitley Rammel. And breaking down the years for both of these two squads, again, Tri-Village 20-1, 12-0 cross-county conference. That lone loss coming to Margaretta, a very tough team, a 3-point loss, 62-59. That game back on January 23rd. Again, their most recent victory coming with a big win over Arcanum, 68-54. the final score there. This is the last game of the regular season for Tri-Village. After this, they'll be taking on Jefferson in the Brookville sectional round of tournament. That coming up February 15th. So one last game. And then it is tournament time. We talked about Tri-Village 12-0. They are the conference champion. They had a Franco Monroe. Nice squad from Coach Abby Moore, as always, 11-1. Their conference record, Arcanum at 10-2. Bradford then at 8-4 in the CCC standings. Talk about Fort Recovery a little bit again there. 15-4 overall, 7-1 in the MAC. They're winners of three straight headed into this one. They've won six of their last seven. And that lone loss in that span coming to a cross-county conference team. We just talked about Franco Monroe. Well, the Jets got a victory up at Fort Recovery, 56-43, the final. That game back on January 28th. Since then, though, three straight wins for the Lady Indians, those coming over Marion Local, Lima Catholic, and most recently a 44-36 victory over the St. Henry Redskins, that game being played on Thursday night. Still some more basketball to be played for Fort Recovery as well. They play Salina coming up February 11th, and then New Bremen on the 13th. Then they get into tournament play. They'll have a first-round bye. They'll take on the winner of St. Henry and Lima Perry in the second round of the sectional, which will be played on February 22nd. Standings, Marion Local, Fort Recovery, both tied at the top of the MAC standings. Marion Local at 7-1, Fort Recovery also at 7-1 in league play. And you have Minster at 6-2 for Sales at 5-4. Take another break here on our Bill Irons Plumbing and Heating pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you set for starting lineups and the tip-off. Before we go to break, though, I do want to mention senior night here, of course, with it being the last game of the regular season, recognizing four outstanding seniors for Tri-Village here this afternoon. Tressa Porter, the 5'8 senior, Andy Beatrice, Lissa Seiler, Maddie Downing, all being honored here tonight, all four impressive careers throughout their 4 years here at Tri-Village. Maddie Downing, of course, averaging 70 in a game, 1,000-point score. Lissa Seiler, Tressa Porter, Andy Beatrice, all big contributors of success that this Tri-Village program has had. So congratulations once again to the seniors, Trissa Porter, Andy Beatrice, Linda Seiler, and Maddie Downing. Great crowd on hand, near capacity over on the Tri-Village side. They got the band here creating a great atmosphere on senior day for these Lady Patriots. Step aside, come back with starting lineups and the tip-off. You're listening to the Bill Irons Climbing and Heating pregame show on 97.5 Tiger Country.
Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating, 8751 Burns Road in Versailles, is proud to be your local Bryant Heating and Cooling dealer. Bryant offers efficient hybrid heat and geothermal systems that can cut your heating bills in almost half. Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating has over 50 years of experience and can take care of your residential and commercial needs. Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating and Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems, together doing whatever it takes. Call today at 937-526-4705 to learn how you can save.
Professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand, and the Woodright double-hung window is one reason why. With rich wood interiors in oak, pine, and maple, low-maintenance exteriors, and authentic traditional styling, the Anderson Woodright window can make new homes look old and old homes like new.
Stop in at Warch Lumber, 36 North Stephen Street in Versailles, or call 526-4501.
Time to take a look at our starting lineups. Those brought to you by Warch Lumber. We'll start with Fort Recovery, a 5'5 senior, wearing number 15, Brooke Collig, averages 6 points a game. A 5'5 junior, number 20, Kiera Wendell, averages 9 points a game. Olivia Patch wears number 21, a 6'2" senior, averaging 3 points per game. Their leading scorer, a 6 foot senior, wears number 2, Val Mullenkamp, averaging 10 a game. And Allie Vaughn, a 5'10 junior, wearing number 24, averaging 9 points per game. Fort Recovery, 15-4 overall, 7-1 of the MAC, once again led by head coach Holly Gantz. For the Lady Patriots, their starting lineup looks like this. A 5'6 freshman wearing number 4 and averaging 18 points a game is Riley Sagister. The rest of the starting lineup are the seniors. A 5'8 senior wearing number 23, Trissa Porter, averages 5 points a game. A 5'4 senior wearing number 24, Andy Beatrice. A 5'7 sophomore, number 30, Alyssa Seiler, averages 7 a game. Get a 6'1 senior wearing number 33, Maddie Downing, averaging 17 a game. Sagister, Porter, Beatrice, Seiler, and Maddie Downing, the starters for Tri-Village this evening. Again, they're 20-1 overall, 12-0. The Cross County Conference led by Coach Brad Gray. We step aside. Tip off is next. You're on WTGR.
Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating, 8751 Burns Road in Versailles, is proud to be your local Bryant Heating and Cooling dealer. Bryant offers efficient hybrid heat and geothermal systems that can cut your heating bills in almost half. Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating has over 50 years of experience and can take care of your residential and commercial needs. Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating and Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems, together doing whatever it takes. Call today at 937-526-4705 to learn how you can save.
No matter the sport, the difference between a winning team and a losing team often comes down to the fundamentals. Here at Dittman Industrial and Electrical Supply, our winning team knows all about the fundamentals. Quality products, knowledgeable service, and fair pricing. That's what's kept us in business for over 60 years. Located in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Stop by or call to learn about our latest Eaton electrical solutions. Or visit us online at DickmanSupply.com. Dickman Supply, the go-to guys.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Eric Biggs focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Eric Biggs in Versailles at 526-3211 and put the life back in life insurance.
Back at the battleground as we're getting set for tip-off between Fort Recovery and Tri-Village, two of the top teams really in the area, and both teams having aspirations for long runs. Once we do get the tournament time again, Fort Recovery 15-4, just four losses on the year. Tri-Village with just that lone loss. We talked about the schedule a little bit for Tri-Village. For Fort Recovery, they start off with a couple of wins, had a pair of losses in close games, 42-40 to Versailles back on December 5th, 45-40 to Jay County, Indiana back on December 7th. After that, they rattle off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wins in a row before losing to Ottawa Glandorf, another tough team, 54-41 the final there. And then got wins over New Rock, Bell, South Adams, and Coldwater before losing to Franklin Monroe, one of the top teams here in the Cross County Conference, coming in second to Tri-Village in the standings. But then wins over Marion Local, Lima Catholic, and St. Henry. So should be a good ball game here tonight as, again, the last tune-up for Coach Gray's squad before tournament action. Fort Recovery still with a few games remaining on their schedule yet, but a good test tonight between two of the area's top teams, the 20-1 Patriots, the 15-4 Indians. Tri-Village in their home white with red numbers, red and blue trim. Fort Recovery, their road purple with white numbers, white trim. And this game is underway. Tip is controlled by Fort Recovery. The Indians will travel from right to left on your radio dial to start this one off. Driving to the basket, Val Mellencamp stops, kicks it out, right side wing to Colleague. She wants to drive, now kicks it out over right side corner to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn wants to drive, stops in the paint, kicks it out, wide open, looking at three for Wendell, and it's good. Kiara Wendell knocks down the tray, and Fort Recovery quickly on top, 3-0. And they're bringing some full court pressure as well, kind of a 2-2-1 look against Tri-Village. Patriots have yet to get it across the timeline, now they do, and that's Andy Beatrice. She sets up the offense here for Tri-Village. Patriots, again, they travel from left to right. Right side wing, Siler, trying to feed it down low to Maddie Downing. Top of the key to Sagister. Thought about the three, instead will go to Beatrice and reset. Andy trying to direct traffic. She gets a screen as she dribbles to her right. Three-point shot, left side up and in for Trisha Porter. The Patriots answer, and we're tied 3-3. And you can hear the excitement in this gym here on Senior Day, trying to finish off the regular season for Tri-Village. An excellent crowd for the Patriots, and the Patriots come up with a steal. Here's Trisha Porter, top of the key. The Siler drives, dishes down low to Maddie Downing, puts it up and in. 5-3 in favor of the home team Patriots. Fort Recovery with the ball. Tri-Village just picking them up once they get to half court here. With it is Wendell. Swings it far side to Colleague. Colleague starts to drive on Sagister. Now looks to drive again. Kicks it out. Over to Wendell. left point. Wendell wants to drive. Kicks it out, near side. Three-point shot. Olivia Patch, nothing but nylon. Back-to-back threes for Fort Recovery, and the Indians lead it by one. 6-5, our Dickman Supply scoreboard. 6 minutes left to play here in the first quarter of action. Andy Beatry brings across the timeline, checked defensively by Wendell. Top of the key, swinging it near side wing now. And Maddie Downing working that right block. Goes up in the paint, puts up a tough contested shot, and gets it to go. Pretty good defense down low from Olivia Patch, but Maddie Downing just outworking her there to get the basket. Other way, Wendell wants to drive, throws it in the paint, ball loose on the floor, now picked up by the Indians. Olivia Patch wants to drive, she travels. But he tried to let basketball off the turnover. And Fort Recovery once again showing some full court pressure here on the inbound pass. Patriots working to get someone open, and they're able to get it in now to Beatry. Beatry directs everyone to get back, and she'll work one-on-one up the court against Kiara Wendell, and now brings it across at center circle. Spins, oozes the ball, it's off of her foot, and out of bounds. It'll be Fort Recovery basketball. Allie Vaughn, the 5'10 junior, to inbound to the 5'5 junior. Kiara Wendell will bring it up the court from right to left. Passes off, left side, open, Colic. Colic drives, loses the ball. Patriots come up with it in the form of Trissa Porter. Porter will bring it up herself. Porter gets to the point guard. That's Beatry, who sets up the offense here. Riley Sagister tries to screen down. Beatry dribbles to her left, finds Maddie Downing, high post, and tries to bounce back to Sagister, but she is being face guarded all the way by Colic. Now, jumper from Siler, no good for two. Rebound goes to Fort Recovery, the former Val Mullenkamp. 7-6, our score in favor of Tri-Village. Driving, shooting off the glass, and too strong for Mullenkamp. Ball goes out of bounds. It's off of Maddie Downing. Possession will stay with Fort Recovery. 4 minutes, 32 seconds to play. First quarter action. Kiara Wendell to inbound, trying to find someone open. Is able to get it in to Vaughn. Vaughn, though, loses it out of bounds. They'll say it's poked out by the Patriots, Alyssa Siler, and Fort Recovery will keep it here on the baseline. 1 point Tri-Village lead here early going first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Wendell. Feeding it down low to now near side. 3 point shot. Mullenkamp. Nothing but nylon for Val. And the Indians lead it 9-7 on 3 3-point baskets. One from Wendell, one from Patch, one from Mullenkamp. Here comes a three from Tri-Village. Off the front of the iron. No good. Trissa Porter. Val on the rebound. It'll go against Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery got the rebound, but they fouled as well, so the foul will give possession back to Tri-Village here. And the foul is going to go on Brooke Colic, her first, team's first, and that's our first foul of the ball game. So Tri-Village with it here, trailing now 7-9. Nice move, Trissa Porter on the inbound pass, and she gets it up and in. She's got five, and we're all square, 9-9. Two of the area's top teams. And a good closed ball game here, at least so far in the early going. Dish to Mullenkamp, puts it up and in for the right block. She's got five, is back to a two-point lead for Fort Recovery, 11-9. Patriots with it. It's been a back-and-forth ball game here, early going. And tight defense, but good shooting and good ball movement from both teams. Here's Riley Sagister trying the no-look pass behind the back, trying to feed Maddie Downing, but it's picked off. Fort Recovery gets it in Fort Recovery, turns it right back over to Tri-Village. Here's Andy Beatry with it. Beatry dribbles to her left side. Free throw line now, kicks it out. Porter. Porter puts it on the long range two. Baseline jumper in and rattles out. No good. Rebound goes to Fort Recovery. Indians with a two-point lead. Three-point shot. Too long. No good for Mullenkamp. They get an offensive rebound. Put back. No good. Mullenkamp rebound. Put back in. Mullenkamp got 7 points. And the visitors lead at 13-9 on the Dickman Supply scoreboard over Tri-Village. You're under 3 minutes to play first quarter. Andy Beatry. Reach-in foul there. It's going to be called. She pokes the ball away, but she got contact as well. That'll be on Kiara Wendell, her first and team's second. Substitutions for Tri-Village. They're going to bring in Hunt as well as Megan Downing. Porter and Beatry will take Beatry rather, and Porter staying in. Looks like Siler checked out. Porter runs the point. Gets it off to Maddie Downing, trying to feed it to Hunt. Now Megan Downing with a left point, checked by Mullenkamp defensively. And we got an offensive foul going to be called on Maddie Downing down low. Caught hooking her defender. So Maddie picks up her first and team's first. It'll be for recovery basketball. 2 minutes, 30 seconds to play. Opening quarter of play. Indians lead it by four. And Indians with the basketball. Wendell, top of the key, feeds Mullenkamp, right side wing. 2-3 zone. Hook from Tri-Village. Nearly pokes the ball free. Swing to near side, Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp down baseline. Now swing to top of the key. Point to drive. Wendell kicks it out. 3-point shot. Colleague, far side, nylon. That's the 4-3 for Fort Recovery, all coming from four different players. Maddie Downing with it, right block. Goes up, gets the basket, and the foul. So count the buckets. Foul's going to be on Allie Vaughn, her first, team's third. Going to put Maddie Downing at the free throw line, where she's a 73% shooter on the year. Gets there more than anybody else on this Tri-Village team. She's made 80 of 110 attempts to make it 81 now of 111. Maddie Downing with 7 points. And draws Tri-Village now within four, 16-12. 1 minute, 45 seconds left, first quarter. Indians with the basketball. Kiara Wendell trying to feed it down low, kicking it up, top of the key. Thought about the three with Collins. He looked at the drive instead. Now Mullenkamp now, top of the key, Wendell. Wendell wants to drive. Drives into traffic, tough to drive against that zone. And now they dished it to Mullenkamp, rather. Loose ball, shot up, no good. Rebound for recovery. They traveled on the rebound. Coach Gray furious with the official. The shot up, no good. And now they call a travel on the rebound against Fort Recovery. I wonder if that's a bit of a makeup call. Brad Gray was furious with the officials. Our officials, by the way, Ray Bradshaw, Larry Schulte, and Jerry Schultz. To see the short Schwartz, rather. Patriots with it. Loose ball. Full court pressure. Nearly cut up the turnover. Now they're on the ground. It's going to be a jump ball here. And which way is the possession arrow going? Patriots going to make a substitution. Beatrice going to come back in to replace Trisha Porter. Possession will stay with Tri-Village on the jump. 1 minute, 10 seconds left, first quarter. Fort Recovery, 16. Tri-Village, 12. Beatrice to inbound, gets it in to Sagister. Sagister going to feed it to Beatrice. Beatrice feeds it down low, now top of the key. Shot from the free throw line. No good by Morgan Hunt. And a rebound goes to Fort Recovery. Under a minute to play. First quarter action. Mullenkamp feeds it. Far side. Now back top of the key. Wendell. 45 seconds to play. Mullenkamp left side wing. Indians working the perimeter here, as they've had difficulty driving against that zone look from Tri-Village. Now Mullenkamp does drive, splits the defense, and gets the bucket up and in. Wow, Mullenkamp with a nice first quarter. She's got 9. 3 2-point baskets and a 3. Makes it 18-12. 6-point lead for Fort Recovery. Patriots with it here. Down to 15 seconds to play first quarter. Megan Downing drives. Shot is no good. Rebound goes to Fort Recovery. They'll have a shot here with 10 seconds left to take the last shot and try to extend the lead once more. Here's Wendell. Wendell drives against the defense. A foul will be called against Tri-Village on the floor. It'll go against Andy Beatrice, her first, team second. Tyler will come back in for Tri-Village, replace Megan Downing. Allie Vaughn will come back in, meanwhile, for Fort Recovery. We'll replace Hope Wendell. 4.3 seconds left. Indians to inbound. Get it to Mullenkamp. Shoots a three at the buzzer. Got it. Got the three, and with that, Fort Recovery leads it by 9 over Tri-Village. 21-12, the Nickman Supply scoreboard, second quarter coming up next on Tiger Country.
The high school basketball season is underway, and Team Bulliard is ready for action. Team Bulliard has been leading the standings for over 50 years and has a full roster of experienced employees. Don't settle for an underperforming heating or cooling unit. Give the pros at Team Bulliard a call at 548-6772 or stop by their showroom at 1480 Schweitzer Street in Greenville.
Koblenz Agency has been providing auto, home, life, health, business, and farm insurance for over 80 years. Visit Brenda and Jennifer at our new location just north of New Madison, 1886 State Route 121 North, or call 937-996-1581 for your free insurance review. That's Koblenz Agency, proud sponsor of high school basketball on WTGR.
21 first quarter points for Fort Recovery, 5 3-pointers in the period, one from Brooke Collig, one from Kiara Wendell, one from Olivia Patch, two from Val Mellencamp, as the Indians take a 9-point first quarter lead over the 20-1 Tri-Village Patriots. Second quarter underway. Fort Recovery starts the quarter with the basketball. It's poked out of bounds by the Patriots. Indians will have it here on the baseline. Indians travel from right to left. Inbound pass goes to the outlet player. That's Collig. 2-3 zone look still here from Tri-Village. That zone has made it difficult for Fort Recovery to drive and get points in the paint, but that has allowed some open 3-point shots. And again, the Indians nailing 5 of those in the first quarter. That's a big reason they're up 21-12. They come up with a turnover here. Tri-Village does. Andy Beatry going to get it to Lissa Seiler. Seiler finds Sagister. 7 minutes, 20 seconds to go, first half. Indians by 9. Beatry trying to feed Maddie Downing, posting up down low on Whitley Rammel, who's in the contest. Now going to have a reach-in foul. Should go on Collig of Fort Recovery. And it is. So Brooke picks up her second. That team's 4th. The Patriots will have it out of bounds on the baseline. First game of our essentially doubleheader here at Tri-Village this afternoon. We'll have the boys game against Tecumseh tonight. Pre-game around 7:15, tip at 7:30, live right here on the radio. Maddie Downing working the right block. Nice dish to a cutting Morgan Hunt, who gets her first basket, but give credit to Downing on that assist there. Makes it 21-14, a football score here. With 6 minutes 45 seconds to play, first half. Indians with it. Trying to work the perimeter against his zone. Driving there. Shot no good from Cog. And the rebound goes to Tri-Village. Sagister. Left side wing. Man defense. Look here. From Fort Recovery. Able to get it to Sagister, who drives but is too short off the iron. Rebound goes to Whitley Rambo. And a timeout called by Fort Recovery. We'll take it with them. Indians 21, Patriots 14, 6 minutes, 19 seconds left to play in the first half on Tiger Country.
Hello, this is Kevin Flory, president of Kevin Flory Landscaping Lawn Care of Greenville, Ohio. On behalf of everyone at Flory Landscaping, we'd like to say thank you to everyone who voted us Dark County's number one landscape and snow removal service company again this year. We are very humbled to be recognized by you, our supporters, as the leader in the landscaping, lawn care, and snow removal industry. I would like to personally say thank you to all of our great team members for their hard work and dedication in making Flory Landscaping a success. Thank you again for your support.
The Gray's Farron Insurance Agency, located in Arcanum, is a local, family-owned insurance agency providing auto, home, farm, business, life, and crop insurance solutions from multiple insurance carriers. Give us a call at 937-692-5318 for a second opinion, and let us show you how we can help you protect your family or business. Good luck to all the Dark County basketball teams this season.
'Coach Gans with her first time out of the game, and out of the timeout, Tri-Village brings some full court pressure and they get a turnover. Morgan Hunt to the basket, too strong off the glass on the layup, no good. Rebound goes to Fort Recovery, ball loose on the floor, the Tri-Village just lifts it right away. Patriots with it on the turnover. Here's going to be down in the corner. 3-point shot off the front iron. No good, but an excellent job following her shot to get the offensive rebound from Seiler. Now down low with it is Hunt. Spin, she scores. And Coach Gray saying, hey, get right back in it. A 2-2-1 press. Indians able to beat it, but Patriots now drawn within 5. 21-16, Indians lead it here. 5 minutes, 30 seconds to play. Tell you what, this is a regular season game. It's not a conference game, but very much a playoff atmosphere here with the Tri-Village fans very into this ball game here this afternoon. Mollenkamp wants to drive, now kicks it out. Top of the key now with it. It's going to be Brenna Holman, who's now in the contest for Fort Recovery. And now to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn wants to drive. Goes up. Shot no good. Mollenkamp offensive rebound. Put back. Does not get the friendly roll. And Morgan Hunt comes up with a rebound, and she's fouled. Foul beyond Allie Vaughn. That's her second, team's fifth. So with that, Vaughn going to find a spot on the bench here. And Macy Day, the 5'2 senior, will check into the contest. Tri-Village basketball, they trail by five. And once again, full court pressure being shown by Fort Recovery against Tri-Village here on the inbound. Pass goes to Sagister. Riley brings across the center timeline and has it stolen away. Good defense there from Coleman. Coming up with a steal. Mollenkamp wants to drive, is double teamed in the corner and kicking it out perimeter. Macy Day, top of the key. With it is Wendell. Now back to Mollenkamp. Right side wing. Wants to drive. Tries to go up against Maddie Downing. And the shot is partially blocked. Tri-Village comes away with it. Here's Seiler. Wants to drive. It's got off. Stops and pops and gets the bucket to go. Shot. Good down low. Brenna Holman. And here comes Tri-Village. 23-18 on the scoreboard. Fort Recovery leads it. Oh, my goodness. And Coach Gray furious as his player is just literally shoved to the ground. They get a bucket. Maddie Downing does. And Coach Gray has to be careful here. He might get a technical. He keeps arguing. He's got a very valid point. It looks like Brenna Holman just literally threw Sagister to the ground. 23-20, though, on the scoreboard. And Coach Brad Gray, I can hear him up here saying, get the game under control. Telling the official here on the near side. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Kiara Wendell. Now down the corner to Holman. Holman feeds Mollenkamp. Holman calling for the ball. Can't get it. Mollenkamp wants to drive. Kicks it out. Three-point shot. Pat Nylon. ...26-20. Fort Recovery leads it. 3 minutes to play, first half. And once again, a shove from Brenna Holman on Sagister, and the officials don't see it and don't call it. Three-point shot, far side, Seiler. No good, and a foul will go against Tri-Village on the rebound. It'll go on Seiler. Her first, team's third. Krista Porter's going to come into the game and will replace Seiler. 2:45 to go. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Full court pressure being shown from Tri-Village. Poked out of bounds on the inbound pass. And Fort Recovery able to beat the full court pressure. Stopping and popping at the free throw line. Shot no good from Wendell. Rebound will be out of bounds. It'll stay with Fort Recovery. Coach Gray still not happy. Fort Recovery to run it out of bounds here. Now on a stack, out of bounds play. I'll get it into the outlet player. And now to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will set things up. 2 minutes, 30 seconds to play first half. 26-20, Indians lead the Patriots. Brenna Holman finds Macy Day. High on the left. Day dribbles back between the circles. Now to Mollenkamp. Checked defensively by Hunt. Mollenkamp dribbles, spins, goes to the basket, shoots, scores off the glass. 28-20, an 8-point lead for Fort Recovery. 2 minutes to play, first half. Trissa Porter dribbles baseline, stops, pops, scores. She's got seven. Draws Tri-Village to within six, 28-20. Here come the Indians. They might have a foul. I think it's on Beatrice. So it's her second. It is her second, team's fourth. for recovery sub. As Brooke Todd will come in for Macy Day. For Tri-Village, Siler will come in and replace Andy Beatry in the lineup. Indians will have it on the sideline. 28-22. They lead by 6. Does full recovery. 1:45 to play. Mellencamp, right side wing. Top of the key, Colleague. Near side wing, Wendell. Kiera wants to drive. Kicks it out. Thinking about the three-point shots. Holman drives, shoots baseline. Two-point basket. No good. Rebound. Goes to Megan Downing. Up the court. Here's going to be Sagister. Sagister starts to drive and now dribbles it back out. Megan Downing posting up, calling for it. Going to shoot a three-point shot. There is Riley Sagister, and it's good. 28-25. Patriots now within three. 1:15 to play. Indians the other way. Shot off the glass. No good. From College, Patriots get the rebound. Here's Sagister. Between the circles. Wants to drive. Kicks it out. Trissa Porter dribbles. Elbow. Stops there. Kicks it out. Shot no good. It was blocked. And rebound goes to Mellencamp. Mellencamp drives, shoots, no good. Blocked partially by Morgan Hunt. Patriots come up with it. 45 seconds left, first half. Indians now lead by 3, 28-25. Patriots with the basketball. Riley Sagister dribbles to her right. Sagister picks up a dribble, launches a 3. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound goes to full recovery. Under 30 seconds to play, first half. Indians slowing things up. Looks like they're going to try to go for the last shot here, up by 3. Patriots not applying pressure. They are not getting a count on. So with 15 seconds to go, up top, dribbling with it. It's full recovery. Clock now reads 10. Clock now reads 7. Now they go. Driving. Kick it out. Three-point shot. Airballed. Rebound. Megan Downing. She shoots a half-court shot at the horn. It's short. No good. And we've reached the midway point of this one. Don't go anywhere. Buffalo Wild Wings halftime report coming up next. Two of the top teams in the region playing a good ball game. 28 for Fort Recovery, 25 for Tri-Village on Tiger Country.
People love to hate on boneless wings. At Gigi Hot Stuff posted, if you eat boneless wings, you trash. Well, Hot Stuff, your trash must be delicious because Buffalo Wild Wings completely reinvented their boneless wings. They're meatier and juicier. At T-Bone Magic posted, only children eat boneless wings. Well, T-Bone, we can all learn a lot from children, like how boneless wings are delicious. So get to B-Dubs and try the new boneless wings. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
RJ Warner Insurance Agencies, Incorporated, with their main office located in Arcanum and branches in Greenville and Troy, offer home, auto, farm, and business insurance along with life insurance. RJ Warner is an independent agency representing multiple companies, which allows them to cater to your insurance needs. RJ Warner Insurance Agency, serving Dark County and the surrounding area since 1935. Give them a call today and see what they can do for you. RJ Warner Insurance Agencies, here to help you with all your insurance needs. First Rate Industries, located in southwest Dark County, has a dedicated first-rate workforce of over 30 people and offers steel sales and fabrication, design and engineering, grain storage, material handling, equipment repairs in their shop or at your facility. Give First Rate Industries a call at 997-5315 and ask for one of their First Rate sales representatives. Remember, they are First Rate in sales and service.
Are you looking for an employee, or are you an individual looking for an employer? HometownOpportunity.com, still the same great free service for employers and for individuals looking for their next career. Now, HometownOpportunity.com has been updated. Employers have more control to edit, delete, and repost jobs. And those looking for a job, it's still simple, free, and user-friendly. Visit HometownOpportunity.com to connect with local companies and talent in the Dark, Mercer, Auglaize, Shelby, and surrounding counties. Remember to tune in on Fridays for Find a Job Friday.
Second National Bank knows when life gets real, you need a banker who cares about your story. Take Lauren, for example. After her father passed, Lauren knew her mother should move in with her, but she also knew her mom needed help getting her finances in order. That's why they sat down with one of our bankers. Together, they got the attention and accounts they needed to navigate the transition, and Lauren found the free time to finally learn to make her mom's favorite pie. We call that banking built for living. Come by or visit secondnational.com to find an account built for your life. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Koblenz Agency has been providing auto, home, life, health, business, and farm insurance for over 80 years. Visit Brenda and Jennifer at our new location just north of New Madison, 1886 State Route 121 North, or call 937-996-1581 for your free insurance review. That's Koblenz Agency, proud sponsor of high school basketball on WTGR.
Buffalo Wild Wings halftime report here at the Battleground. Josh Overhalser here with you. Take a look at our first half stats brought to you by Lathrop Industrial and Welding Supplies against Fort Recovery on top of Tri Village by 3, 28-25. Take a look at the scoring first for Fort Recovery. 2 points from Brenna Holman. 3 points on a three-point basket from Brooke Kovic. 3 points on a three-point basket from Kiera Wendell. 6 points on 2 3-point baskets from Olivia Patch. And 14 points from Val Mullenkamp. She has 2 3-point baskets as well. For Tri-Village, 3 points on a 3-point basket from Riley Sagister, 4 points on a couple of 2-point baskets in the second quarter from Morgan Hunt, 7 points from Tressa Porter. She has a 3-point basket, 2 points from Lessa Seiler, and 9 points for Maddie Downing. Scoring by quarters, it was Fort Recovery outscoring Tri-Village in the first, 21-12. And Tri-Village outscoring Fort Recovery in the second, 13-7. And that makes her halftime score, Fort Recovery 28, Tri-Village 25. 6 threes in the first half from Fort Recovery, 5 of those coming in the first quarter. Tri-Village with 2 3-point baskets. Only 1 free throw has been shot so far in this contest. That was by Maddie Downing, and she made it. So 1 for 1, Fort Recovery has not attempted a free throw yet here in this one. We'll step aside. Matt Thorne from the Buffalo Wild Wings halftime report right after this here on WTGR.
Tuesdays are the worst. They're all that stands between you and the downhill part of the week. But now they're a lot less worse, because Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are buy one, get one free traditional wings. So Monday, you may kick off the week. Wednesday, you may have a cool nickname. Thursday, you might be the almost weekend. But watch your back, because Tuesdays just officially became Wing Tuesdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one traditional wings order and get one of equal value free. Participation and promotional details vary by location. Check in with your favorite Buffalo Wild Wings to learn more about this offer.
Looking for a full-service lumber yard? Check out Flag Lumber in New Madison, serving the area for 130 years. Flag Lumber is a locally owned lumber yard and offers pole buildings, doors and windows, roofing, siding, and cabinets. You can even design your kitchen or bath. Flags can also assist you with your new home, an addition, or remodel. They also offer free delivery, including rooftop. That's Flag Lumber, located at 217 West Wayne Street in New Madison, and open daily 7 to 5 and Saturday 7 to noon. Call 996-1141 or check them out online at flaglumber.com or on Facebook.
Roland Truck and Equipment Incorporated of Greenville has been in business for 30 years. Located at 5425 Children's Home Bradford Road at the corner of US 127, Roland Truck and Equipment sells quality used semi-trucks and tractors. They sell new grain and dump trailers, beds and hoists, and Barrett livestock trailers. They also offer a complete service facility and parts sales. For all your truck needs, call Roland Truck and Equipment at 937-548-4200. Roland Truck and Equipment is proud to be a supporter of CCC Basketball.
Here at the Battleground, halftime, Fort Recovery on top of Tri-Village by 3, 28-25 on our Dickman Supply scoreboard. A few minutes away from getting the second half action underway. Taking a quick look here at our upcoming broadcast schedule going on right now over on the internet side of things on WTGR.com or internet sports stream on the internet sports app. Scott Ward has Versailles City Tigers taking on Jackson Center in a battle of the Tigers. Again, you can catch that online, WTGR.com. Tonight, I'm right back here at Tri-Village High School as the boys team will take on the Tecumseh Arrows. Pre-game show will be right around 7:15. Tip-off at 7:30, live here on the radio, 97.5 FM. Coming up on Tuesday, February 11th, Arcanum will be taking on the Milton Union Bulldogs. Pre-game at 7:15, tip at 7:30, live on the radio. Brian Hall will have you covered there. And a big thanks to Brian Hall as well, being our producer back at the WTGR studios here this afternoon for our contest. He'll be back with us tonight for our boys matchup as well. So big thanks to Brian. Once again, 28-25, our score. Fort Recovery leads it. As always, you can go to WTGR.com to look at our full upcoming broadcast schedule. I know we're working on finalizing our tournament schedule now. Of course, the girls' draw last weekend, so we know the tournament bracket for that. The boys' tournament draw will be coming up tomorrow. So, again, working on those schedules for the girls' side of things. And as soon as we have that finalized, again, you can check out WTGR.com to know where we'll be. We will do our darndest to get to as many Dark County games and cover as many Dark County teams as possible throughout their tournament runs here this postseason. We'll step aside one final time on the Buffalo Wild Wings halftime report. Second half action coming up next between the Indians and the Patriots here on Tiger Country.
People love to hate on boneless wings. At Gigi Hot Stuff posted, if you eat boneless wings, you trash. Well, Hot Stuff, your trash must be delicious because Buffalo Wild Wings completely reinvented their boneless wings. They're meatier and juicier. At T-Bone Magic posted, only children eat boneless wings. Well, T-Bone, we can all learn a lot from children, like how boneless wings are delicious. So get to B-Dubs and try the new boneless wings. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
A new home can change the quality of your life. It's an investment in your family. A new home is a major financial commitment as well. And that's why we're committed to providing you the best mortgage possible. Come see us for a mortgage you can live with. GNB Banking Centers. We're an equal housing lender and member FDIC. Apply online at www.bankgnb.bank.
The Jewelry Barn can make all of your jewelry ideas come to life. They specialize in the making of custom jewelry along with jewelry repair, engagement rings, ear piercing, and watch batteries. The Jewelry Barn also buys scrap gold and sells estate jewelry. The Jewelry Barn is located just 1 mile east of Rushi and has a huge selection of in-stock merchandise. So stop by and check them out or give them a call at 526-5557. Make sure to like them on Facebook too.
What's up, y'all? It's your boys Tyler and Brian. We're Florida Georgia Line.
And keep rocking out to Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR Union City Greenville.
Back here at the battleground, second half getting set to be underway in a three-point ball game between two of the area's top teams, and for that matter, two of the top teams potentially in all of Ohio as well. Tri-Village and Full Recovery. Second half underway. Tri-Village starts the half with the basketball. Teams will switch sides, so Tri-Village works from right to left on your radio dial. This half shot, long range two from the top key, just a quarter is no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, so it'll be Fort Recovery ball. Indians inbound it, and Kiara Wendell brings it up the court. Wendell feeds it to Collig. Top of the key now, Kiara Wendell again. 3-point shot, Mullenkamp off the back iron, no good. An offensive rebound from Collig. Out ball's on the floor. Collig picks it back up. They'll reset. Kiara Wendell feeding it in the post to Brooke Collig. Now kicking it out. Olivia Patch to Collig down in the corner on the right side. Gets a screen. Kicks it. Right back baseline jumper. Patch off the iron. No good. Rebound. Andy Beatrice and the Patriots. Still a 3-point lead for Fort Recovery. 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Trissa Porter dribbles between the circles, gets a screen from Sagister, and now finds Seiler, launches a 2-point basket, no good, rebound goes to Val Mullenkamp for recovery. Mullenkamp brings it up, kicks it out, top of the key, thought about the 3-point shot, but passing up on that opportunity is Kiara Wendell, and now they get it to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn drives in the paint, kicks it out, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Tri-Village basketball. Trissa Porter will inbound, and Fort Recovery does show some full court pressure. Trissa Porter brings up the court, crosses the center circle. Porter dribbles toward the left side corner, stops and pops, baseline, 2-point jumper up and in for Porter. And it's now a 1-point game. Tri-Village trailed by as many as 9, but working their way back into it now. Trailing by just 1. Indians with a good ball fake, driving baseline, shooting, shot too strong there from Patch. Tri-Village gets the rebound, and Coach Gray screaming, just get up court quickly and get those rebounds. He wants his team to grab the rebound and go. Here's Maddie Downing, spin move, right block, shot, no good. Well defended by Olivia Patch, who's a 6'2 senior for Fort Recovery. Shot partially tipped or blocked there, and Fort Recovery comes up with a rebound as well. Brooke Collig, right side wing. starts to dribble toward the corner, now comes back up top of the key and finds Vaughn. Allie Vaughn feeds it right side wing. Olivia Pax. Back to Wendell. Wendell kicks it far side. Brooke Kolick. Kolick picks up her dribble. Kicks it out to Kiara Wendell. Wendell wants to drive. Stops, shoots. Does not score, but is fouled. And we get two free throws. This will be the first trip to the line all game for Fort Recovery. Fouls on Andy Beatry, her third. Team's first. Free throw shooter, Kiara Wendell, puts up her first, and it's good. Wendell now with 4 points. She connected on a three-point basket early in the game back in the fourth quarter. With that third foul, Beatry will check out, and Morgan Hunt comes back in. Wendell's second is up and also good. 30-27, a three-point lead for Fort Recovery. 5 minutes, 20 seconds to play, third quarter. Trissa Porter dribbles far side, tries to find Hunt. Hunt cuts away. She picks up her dribble, caught in a jam, kicks it out top, turned over. Here comes Fort Recovery the other way. Shot no good from Brooke Kolick, but she's fouled, and we'll get two free throws. Foul will be on Sagister, her first, team second, so the Indians went the entire first half without a free throw, and now in a span of about 20 seconds, they get two trips to the line. Brooke Kolick, the shooter, her first is up, but it rattles in. Makes a four-point lead. Kolick will try to extend it to five, and she does. Five free throws have been shot in this game. All five have been made. Four from Fort Recovery, one from Tri-Village. Full court pressure from the Indians here against Tri-Village. Patriots able to get it across the timeline. Sagister with it, high on the right. Under 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Sagister still using her dribble. Comes near side, hands it off there to Seiler. Kicks it out, Maddie Downing. Top of the key, Morgan Hunt. Hunt kicks it off, now feeding it down low. Maddie Downing, we're going to right block, going up on pass. Kicks it out, top of the key, three-point shot, up and in! Lisa Seiler with her first three of the game, and it draws Tri-Village within two, 32-30. Pass kicks it out, three-point shot, Brooke Kolick off the iron, but she follows her shot, gets her own rebound, dishes to Pat, who shoots and scores. Well, they have something you preach a lot in high school basketball, trying to get players to follow your shots, and Brooke Kolick doing just that, and it pays dividends. Here's a turnover for Recovery. They get a basket in transition the other way. Kiara Wendell puts it up and in. And we got a timeout on the floor taken by Tri-Village. We take it with them. Indians 36, Patriots 30 at the midway point in the third quarter here on WTGR.
Second National Bank knows when life gets real, you need a banker who cares about your story. A new job with three kids all in a new town? As a mom, Taylor wanted to put down roots as fast as possible. Our bankers took the time to see her as a person. So not only did she get the accounts and attention she needed, she got a whole community. Come by or visit secondnational.com to find an account built for your life. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With 60-plus years of experience, Layfeld Industrial and Welding Supplies has developed a qualified team to serve you. We are committed to providing you solutions with products, services, and the right knowledge to keep you competitive in today's market. Whether your need is welding supplies, compressed gases, industrial safety gear, or repair of name-brand equipment, with locations in Coldwater and Greenville, stop in at Layfeld Industrial and Welding Supplies and let our skilled staff assist you.
Patriots with the ball out of the timeout, trailing now by 6, 36-30 on our Dickman Supply scoreboard. This is Seiler, tries to feed Downing down low, nice dish, but she misses the shot, well defended by Mellencamp, and it goes out of bounds, and they say it's off Downing. It'll be full recovery ball. Here come the Indians from left to right. Kiara Wendell. And Tri-Village kind of showing a, looks like a kind of a 2-1-2, now backed into a 2-3 zone.
colleague feeds it far side to Kiera Wendell. Wendell tries to drive through the zone. Now takes it down low to Mullenkamp. She lost her dribble. It goes out of bounds. And will be Tri-Village basketball. Trissa Porter set for inbounding duties. Once again, full court pressure being shown by the Indians here. On the out-of-bounds pass. Get it to Morgan Hunt. Now to Seiler, who brings across. Seiler trying to feed Sagister. Gets it to her. Now Maddie Downing, high post. Downing to Hunt, rather. Hunt. Gets to Sagister. Top of the key, back to Hunt. Enough point. Now to Maddie Downing. Right point. Under 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Maddie thought about just firing up a shot from around the right elbow area, but passed it out instead here to Trissa Porter. Porter trying to feed it far side. Does so to Sagister. Down low, Maddie Downing goes up, gets the bucket. She's in double figures now with 11 and draws Tri-Village within four, 36-32. Indians with the ball. Far side, Mellencamp high on the left. 2-3 zone again from Tri-Village. And they poke it the ball away. They try to pass it to the high post. Maddie Downing pokes it away. Morgan Hunt comes up with it. Hunt sees the lane to the basket. Goes all the way there and lays it up and in. Morgan Hunt now with six. And the Patriots now trail by just two on a 4-0 run. And the Tri-Village crowd right back in it now with a defense chance. Indians with the basketball. Left side, Colleague. Colleague dribbles. Passes it off Allie Vaughn. Vaughn passes it back off Brooke Colleague, high on the left. Got a Kiera Wendell between the circles, passing into the high post now. It's going to be Mullenkamp, but it's turned over. Patriots come up with a turnover, a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession, and a foul is going to be called against Allie Vaughn. And that's her third, team's first of the half. She'll check out. And Brenna Holman will come in. Megan Downing will come in for Maddie Downing on the Patriots side of things. 1 minute, 40 seconds to play, third quarter. Patriots with the ball, trying to tie the game. Trissa Porter does! Inbound pass goes to Porter in the paint. She lobs it up. We are tied 36-36 with a minute and a half to play, third quarter. Indians with it. Long two, Olivia Patch, air ball, rebound. Patriots with the Seiler. Up the court, and it's turned over. Here's Fort Recovery, and it's almost turned over again. Now Fort Recovery regathers. Kiera Wendell kicks it out, and it's a double dribble against Fort Recovery. They say Wendell touched it with both hands before she put it back on the floor, and Tri-Village will have it here. A minute 11 to play, third quarter, tied at 36, for a chance to take the lead. Full court pressure from Fort Recovery. They basically defend the inbound pass and a full court man and back out of it here. Trissa Porter gets across the timeline. Feeds now far side wing. Quick, good ball movement here. Here's going to be Sagister. We'll launch a three. Rattles up the iron in. It hit the front of the rim. Went way up in the air and then fell through the net. And Tri-Village now leads 39-36, and they get a turnover. Chris is silent in the way. Puts up a shot, no good, but she's fouled and will shoot two. Foul is on Kiera Wendell, her second, team second. Momentum has noticeably shifted in this contest. Melissa Seiler will shoot two, her first trip to the line today. Her first is off the back iron, no good. With the Seiler, 79% at the line on the year. And she makes her second. Allie Vaughn going to check back into the game here with 39 seconds left in the third quarter. She's got three fouls, but with the momentum shifting and the Indians now down by four, Coach Gans wants her back out there. And also kind of playing the possession, too, as Fort Recovery's on offense. They want her in on offense, and they get a chance to take her out on defense. They'll probably do so. 30 seconds to play, third quarter. Indians with the ball. They now trail by four. Allie Vaughn drives, kicks it out. Now over to Kiera Wendell. Kiera Wendell drives, kicks it out to Mullenkamp. Far side wing, Allie Vaughn. Tri-Village crowd appreciative of the defensive effort here.
from Tri-Village. Under 10 seconds left in the quarter. Down to 5 seconds left in the quarter. Mellencamp launches a long three off the back iron. No good. Tri-Village gets the rebound. The quarter comes to a close. Big quarter for the Tri-Village Patriots. They now lead it 40-36. Fourth quarter coming up next from WTGR.
Koblenz Agency has been providing auto, home, life, health, business, and farm insurance for over 80 years. Visit Brenda and Jennifer at our new location just north of New Madison, 1886 State Route 121 North, or call 937-996-1581 for your free insurance review. That's Koblenz Agency, proud sponsor of high school basketball on WTGR.
Looking for a full-service lumber yard? Check out Flag Lumber in New Madison, serving the area for 130 years. Flag Lumber is a locally owned lumber yard and offers pole buildings, doors and windows, roofing, siding, and cabinets. You can even design your kitchen or bath. Flags can also assist you with your new home, an addition, or remodel. They also offer free delivery, including rooftop. That's Flag Lumber, located at 217 West Wayne Street in New Madison, and open daily 7 to 5 and Saturday 7 to noon. Call 996-1141 or check them out online at flaglumber.com. Or on Facebook.
Well, Fort Recovery got out to a quick start. 5 threes in the first quarter. They led it 21-12 after the first, but Tri-Village has been chipping away ever since. Patriots outscoring Fort Recovery 13-7 in the second quarter and a 15-8 in that third quarter. And Tri-Village now leads it 40-36. Shot to the baseline for Fort Recovery from Kiara Wendell puts it up and in, though. Cuts it back to two. So momentum has definitely shifted to Tri-Village, but the game's far, far from over as it's still just a two-point ball game, 40-38 now. Three-point shot, top of the key. Patriots just rattles out for Sagister. Rebound goes to Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn with it. Vaughn kicks it over far side, Val Mellencamp. Mellencamp uses her dribble, passes it in, now kicking it out. Wide open, down low, shot blocked. Out of bounds, Whitley Rammel was open, but that closed up quick. Megan Downing bats it out of the gym. For Recovery, will have it out of bounds here on the baseline. Beneath their own basket. Trying to find someone open to go into Rammel. And once again, it's blocked by Megan Downing. And Megan blocks it and just keeps it. Now gets it to Porter. Up the floor. Porter hands it off. Now down low to Megan Downing. Kicks it out. Three-point shot. Slider. No good. Rebound. Out of bounds. Stands off. Tri-Village will be Fort Recovery basketball. Fort Recovery substitution. It'll be a patch. Will come in and replace Whitley Rammel. Maddie Downing, Andy Beatry come back in for Tri-Village. Replace Megan Downing and Trissa Porter. .45 left in regulation, two-point ball game. Patriots on top. Indians with the basketball. Kira Wendell finds Brooke Kolick into the paint. Contact there. That's going to be a foul. And that should be on Morgan Hunt. It is, and it's her first. Team's third of the half. Full recovery inbound from the baseline. Allie Vaughn. Gets it into Kiara Wendell. Wendell goes top of the key. Kolick. Kolick dribbles near side to Val Mellencamp. Mellencamp uses her dribble. Comes top of the key. Wendell. Zone look still here from Fort Recovery, or from Tri-Village, rather. Well, now they shifted into a man look. Kolick goes out to Wendell for a three. No good, but an offensive rebound from Patch. Patch brings it down, though. Bringing that rebound down allows Tri-Village with a spider to get in there and a tie-up. And the alternate possession arrow points to Tri-Village. Full court pressure from the Indians. Inbound pass to Seiler. Seiler brings it across at center stripe. Lissa dribbles right side wing to Hunt. Right back to Seiler. Now to Sagister. Top of the key. Maddie Downing now. Left point. To Andy Beatry, left side wing. Beatry uses her dribble. Comes top the key. Picks up her dribble. Finds near side. With the Seiler. Drive, shoots, has it blocked out of the gym by Vaughn. Possession will stay with the Patriots here out of bounds on the baseline. Andy Beatrice to inbound. And you got to find somebody open, or they're going to find a second call. They just get it in. And a travel. Inbound pass went to Sagister, who shuffled her feet. And the Indians will take over. 5 minutes, 41 seconds to play fourth quarter. Tri-Village 40. Fort Recovery 38. And Indians want a timeout. We take it with them. Tri-Village by two in the fourth quarter here on Tiger Country.
Selecti Sports Bar and Grill in downtown New Madison is a place for daily home-cooked lunch specials Monday through Friday. Stop in and visit, and while you're there, make sure to enjoy a pizza, sub, or other popular menu item. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 to 11, and Friday and Saturday from 10:30 to 2:30. Selecti's, 124 West Washington Street in New Madison. 755-4005. Selecti Sports Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of Dark County Basketball.
The year was 1909. William H. Taft was president. A first-class stamp cost 2 cents. Pittsburgh won the World Series, and Ansonia Lumber Company began providing quality materials and friendly service to the community in West Central Ohio. Today, Ansonia Lumber Company remains an independent, locally owned and operated lumber yard. Their knowledgeable sales staff will gladly help you plan your next home, remodel, room addition, or agricultural building. Give Ansonia Lumber a call at 337-3111 or visit them just south of the tracks at 300 South Main Street.
Back at the battleground in New Madison, Tri-Village High School. Now the second timeout of the game called by Coach Holly Gans in Fort Recovery. It'll be the Indians' ball. They trail it by two. 5 minutes, 40 seconds left here, regulation time. Kira Wendell dribbles through defense, trips and falls, kicks the ball ahead, Patch, dice, ball fake, drive, shoots, scores. What a move by Olivia Patch. And we are all tied. 40-40. Tri-Village with the ball. Sagister dribbles, feeds Maddie Downing down low, gets the basket and the foul. Fouls on Allie Vaughn. That is her fourth, team's third, and Downing to the line. She's 1-for-1 there tonight. She's got 13 points. Make it 14. Connects on the free throw. It is a 3-point lead for Tri-Village. The Indians with it here. 5 minutes, 10 seconds left. Full recovery. Trails by three. Some full court pressure with 2-2-1 being shown by Tri-Village. They just get it across the center timeline. Whitley Ramel gets it off to Kiara Wendell. Back to Ramel. Near side, down in the corner. Got Akira Wendell working the perimeter here. It's Fort Recovery. Ramble with it. Near side, down in the corner, feeds it up. Free throw line, driving as Wendell dishes to Ramble. She'll shoot from the baseline. Too strong off the iron. Rebound goes to Riley Sagister. 4 minutes, 35 seconds left. Patriots by three. Sagister gets a screen, dribbles to her right, will launch a long three. It's off the back iron, no good. Rebound goes to Fort Recovery, rather, in the form of Ramel. Up the court. Comet the Indians. Wendell to Patch. Back to Kira Wendell. Far side, Ramel. Ramel uses her dribble and dishes it to Brooke Collig. Over to Patch. Near side wing, Pat swings it to Ramel, far side. Patriots fans wanted the travel call there, they didn't get it. Top of the key, Brooke Collig kicks it to Ramel. Ramel back to Collig, she walked again and they didn't call it. Now to Collig, she scores for the left block. Nice move there. And draws Fort Recovery back within one, 43-42, 3:35 to play. Sagister drives, shoots, shot is blocked, no good. Rebound, both stays with Tri-Village. Lissa Seiler comes up with it, and a timeout's called by Coach Gray. We take it with them. Don't go anywhere. 3 minutes, 27 seconds left in a 1-point ball game on Tiger Country.
Injuries occur in everyday life and on the athletic field. And where can you go to locally treat those injuries? Wayne Healthcare and their Wayne Health Sports Program. Athletes will be evaluated and treated for injuries in a timely manner with this new program. The Wayne Health Sports team includes orthopedic surgeons, physicians, podiatrists, athletic trainers, and physical therapists working together to provide optimal recovery from injury. Certified athletic trainers will work with athletes from Ansonia, Greenville, Tri-Village, and Versailles to provide coverage for athletes in practice and game situations. Get back in the game. Contact 547-5714 for more information on Wayne Health Sports or on the web at waynehealthcare.org.
Back at the battleground, Tri-Village ball, they lead it by one with 3 minutes 27 seconds left. Sagister to inbound. They go into Maddie Downing. Now to Seiler. Working it down low. Hunt. Spin move. She scores. It's a three-point lead once again, 45-42 for Tri-Village. They bring full-court pressure. Indians able to get it across the stripe. Sierra Wendell, near side Kolick. Top of the key, Allie Vaughn. Vaughn, near side Brooke Kolick. She wants to drive. This is to Patch at the elbow. Top of the key, three-point shot. Up off the back iron, no good for Sierra Wendell. And it hits the wire above the backboard, which will be Tri-Village basketball. Just under 3 minutes to play now. 2:56 on the clock. Patriots with the ball and a 3-point lead. Patriots trying to complete a regular season with just one loss. They're 20-1 right now. Oh, they got away with the travel there. Bradley Sagister shuffled her feet a few times. It wasn't called. So Patriots fans were mad the travel didn't get called against Fort Recovery, but I guess it all evens out here. And here's a turnover. Fort Recovery picks off a pass. Kiara Wendell, top of the key, Allie Vaughn. Vaughn wants to drive, picks it up, almost loses on the floor. They'll have a foul on Fort Recovery moving screen. Foul is on Allie Vaughn, that's her fifth. She is out of the game, team's fourth. Vaughn averages 9 points a game, but scoreless tonight. Again, she has seen some time on the bench with those foul issues all night, but tough night for the 5'10 junior coming up with no points and fouling out of the game here in the fourth quarter. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left in regulation time. Patriots with the ball and a 3-point lead. They trailed by 9 after the first quarter and by 3 at the half. Sagister feeds Maddie Downing, working at a right block, spins, finds Hunt at the free throw line. Hunt drives, he scores! Big basket by the freshman. And the Patriots lead by 5 with under 2 minutes to play. Holman drives, kicks it out. 3-point shot from the corner, no good. Rebound, Tri-Village. Up the court to Hunt. Fast break, layup up and in. Morgan Hunt with the basket. Tri-Village leads it by 7. 49-42, a minute and a half to play. Fort Recovery, Olivia Patch started to drive, and a timeout's called by Fort Recovery. We take it with them. 1:21 to play. Tri-Village now leads by 7 on Tiger Country.
Farmer Brown Restaurant, home of the famous Farmer Brown sandwich. Farmer Brown has so many delicious items to choose from, including pizza. Open Tuesday through Thursday, 11 to 8, and Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Farmer Brown Restaurant is located at 6363 Hollinsburg-Sampson Road, just outside of Arcanum. Call 692-8774 for convenient carryout or to reserve their private dining room. Just announced, you can now buy the famous Farmer Brown special sauce by the jar. Farmer Brown Restaurant is a proud sponsor of CCC Basketball on WTGR.
Back at the battleground, Tri-Village coming from behind early, and they now lead it by 7, 49-42. With a minute 21 to play, Fort Recovery with the basketball here out of the timeout, needing a basket and needing it quickly. They inbound for the baseline beneath their own basket. They get it into Brooke Kolick. Kolick drives. There's going to be a foul against Tri-Village. It'll go against Morgan Hunt, her second, team's fourth. So Indians will have it here out of bounds once again on the baseline. They inbound to Holman. Gets a screen. Indian fans saying, we got to go. We got to go. Fort Recovery. Not looking to score quickly here. Now they drive to the basket, and a shot is blocked. And Tri-Village comes up with it. Sagister, Fort Recovery's bound, got a foul. Sagister feeds Maddie Downing down low. Maddie kicks it out to Beatrice. Beatrice back to Maddie Downing. Maddie Downing tries to back down her defender. Kicks it out. Riley Sagister drives. Feeds Hunt, who's cutting. No good. Gets her own rebound. Put back. No good. Maddie Downing gets a rebound. Spin shoots. No good. And now Fort Recovery comes down with it. 40 seconds left. Patriots by 7. Here's Olivia Patz. Wants to drive. Loses the ball. Tri-Village comes up with it. Beatrice up the court to Morgan Hunt. Puts it up and in. And timeout called by Tri-Village. Patriots are going to come back and get the win. They trailed 21-12 after the first. They trailed by 3 at halftime, but they lead it by 9. 51-42 with just 24.9 seconds remaining. This Tri-Village team, they have won in dominant fashion many times throughout the season. Their average margin of victory is just under 40 points per game. And they got tested here tonight. And for Coach Gray's squad, I mean, yeah, I'm sure you always want to go out there and have a big dominant win every night. But you kind of, on one hand, also like to have a good test before you go into the tournament and make sure you're prepared, make sure you're ready. Well, they were down 9 points early, but his squad regrouped, regathered, and fought back. And they're going to earn the victory here tonight, up by 9 now with 25 seconds remaining. A good test for this Patriot group, and they pass the test as they get set for tournament play. Tri-Village fans on their feet, cheering on their team. Just one loss on the regular season. 3-point shot, no good for Fort Recovery. They get an offensive rebound. Putback attempt, no good, but there's a foul. So Fort Recovery will get a couple free throws here. Foul will be on Morgan Hunt for third. Team's fifth. Chris Porter going to come back in. Free throw shooter here is Kiara Wendell. Her first is no good. Porter comes in to replace Alyssa Seiler. One more free throw from Wendell. It's up. It's good. Makes it 51-43. Patriots on top. Porter gets the inbound pass. And gets it back to Sagister. Sagister has it stripped away. 3-point shot Indians. Airballed. Holman with it. She'll shoot a 3. It's airballed. Loose ball. Tri-Village comes up with it. And that'll be it. Horn sounds, final score, Tri-Village 51, Fort Recovery 43. Patriots improved to 21-1. Regular season, Fort Recovery falls to 15-5. We'll take a break. Don't quit anywhere more of the Holman Insurance postgame show coming up next. And we'll catch up with head coach Brad Gray next on Tiger Country.
Take care of your business. Let Goodville take care of you.
Holman Insurance, formerly Fast Insurance, is a family-owned business and is an independent agency representing Goodville Mutual. Holman Insurance, formerly Fast Insurance, is located next to the fountain in downtown Versailles. Call Holman Insurance for your next quote. 526-4177. That's 526-4177.
Take care of you.
Are you looking for quality, name-brand flooring priced to fit your budget? Do you dread the thought of wandering endless aisles of flooring products with no idea what will work best in your home or business? Are you hoping to work with professionals trained to help you find the right products for all your flooring projects? Then look no further. Come to G&G Floor Fashions and meet the team that won the Daily Advocate Reader's Choice Poll for Dark County's number one flooring store. G&G Floor Fashions, the good guys with the best buys, serving all your flooring needs since 2003. The high school basketball season is underway, and Team Bulliard is ready for action. Team Bulliard has been leading the standings for over 50 years and has a full roster of experienced employees. Don't settle for an underperforming heating or cooling unit. Give the pros at Team Bulliard a call at 548-6772 or stop by their showroom at 1480 Schweitzer Street in Greenville.
Grow Excavating LLC wishes the area basketball teams good luck this season. Grow Excavating has been serving residential, commercial, and farm customers in Dark County, as well as surrounding counties for 10 years. Grow Excavating LLC in Ansonia can help with projects such as site development, installing septic systems, pipework, crawl spaces and basements, driveways, demolition, ponds, and grading. For an estimate, call Todd Grow of Grow Excavating at 937-459-8342.
The year was 1909. William H. Taft was president. A first-class stamp cost 2 cents. Pittsburgh won the World Series, and Ansonia Lumber Company began providing quality materials and friendly service to the community in West Central Ohio. Today, Ansonia Lumber Company remains an independent, locally owned and operated lumber yard. Their knowledgeable sales staff will gladly help you plan your next home, remodel, room addition, or agricultural building. Give Ansonia Lumber a call at 337-3111 or visit them just south of the tracks at 300 South Main Street.
A new home can change the quality of your life. It's an investment in your family. A new home is a major financial commitment as well. And that's why we're committed to providing you the best mortgage possible. Come see us for a mortgage you can live with. GNB Banking Centers. We're an equal housing lender and member FDIC. Apply online at www.bankgnb.bank.
Home and Insurance post-game show. Tri-Village Patriots, the winner tonight, 51-43. The final score coming from behind, trailing by 9, 21-12 after the first quarter, trailing by 3 at the half. But the Patriots get the win, improved to 21-1 on the regular season. A perfect 12-0 in the Cross-County Conference. Cross-County Conference champions once again for recovery will fall to 15-5 on the year, stay at 7-1. In the MAC. Take a look at our final stats brought to you by Lathwood Industrial and Welding Supplies. Starting off with Fort Recovery, 2 points from Brennan Holman, 7 points and on a 3-point basket as well from Brooke Collig, 10 points from Kiara Wendell. She had a 3 and was 3 for 4 at the line. Collig, I should note, also was 2 for 2 at the line. Olivia Patch with 10 points. She had 2 3-pointers in the first half, 14 points from Val Mullenkamp. She had 2 3-pointers, all 14 of her points coming in the first half. She was held scoreless in the second half of play. For Tri-Village, Riley Sagister, 6 points on a pair of threes, 14 points from Morgan Hunt, all of them coming from two-point baskets from the floor, 11 points from Krista Porter. She had a 3. 6 points from Lissa Seiler, was 1 for 2 at the line. She connected on a 3-point basket, 14 points for Maddie Downing, who was also 2 for 2 at the line. Scoring by quarter, again, Fort Recovery outscores Tri-Village 21-12 in the first. Tri-Village outscores Fort Recovery 13-7 in the second, making our halftime score 28-25 in favor of Fort Recovery. Tri-Village outscores Fort Recovery 15-8 in the third quarter to take a 4-point 40-36 lead into the fourth quarter, and Tri-Village outscoring Fort Recovery 11-7 in the fourth to get that 51-43 win. 6 3-point baskets from Fort Recovery tonight, 5 of them in the first quarter. All 6 of them coming in the first half. They were 5 for 6 at the charity stripe. 4 3-point baskets for Tri-Village. They were 3 for 4 at the free throw line. Those are your stats. Once again, brought to you by Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies. We will step aside and come back. Hope to catch up with Tri-Village head coach Brad Gray here on the Home and Insurance Postgame Show on WTGR.
It's up to you. Take care of your business. Let Goodville take care of you.
Home and Insurance, formerly Fast Insurance, is a family-owned business and is an independent agency representing Goodville Mutual. Home and Insurance, formerly Fast Insurance, is located next to the fountain in downtown Versailles. Call Home and Insurance for your next quote. 526-4177. That's 526-4177.
Take care of you.
Back at the Home and Insurance Post Game Show, being joined by head coach Brad Gray, and
Coach, you had to work for this one a little bit tonight, but a nice victory to round out the regular season here against a good Fort Recovery program.
Yeah, Fort Recovery played outstanding. First quarter, they really came out and probably gave us their best punch right at the start. And the thing I was pleased about with, you know, our kids is that they just kind of withstood. I mean, they just kind of withstood and kept plugging away, kept grinding and doing things the way we do things. You know, I don't know that we really did a whole lot different in terms of, you know, what we did in the first quarter to what we did in the rest of the game. I think it's just, you know, we settled in, and like I said, I think maybe they wore down a little bit, and our kids just kept plugging away. So, what a week. I mean, tough week for us, but it's a good week going into the playoffs.
Yeah, a big win over Arcanum and a good test there to grab another cross-county conference championship and another big game against a good team in Fort Recovery. We'll take us through that first quarter a little bit. Your defense doing a nice job denying their tall girls, getting things going inside, but 5 3-point baskets from Fort Recovery there in the first. That couldn't have been something you really expected or planned for.
No, but you know what? I mean, last year when we played them at their place, Patch came out and hit two right away against us. I think ended up hitting three last year in the game. I don't know how many she hit today, but it seemed like every time she let one loose from out there, it was going. You know, Mollenkamp, we knew she was going to be a three-point threat. We knew that was a kid we had to keep an eye on. And Wendell, we were really concerned about her ability just to kind of be their engine. You know what I mean? Does a really good job getting into the paint. So we were trying to focus on just keeping her out of the paint as much as we could. And because of that, I think she ended up hitting maybe a couple big shots from the perimeter as well. But, I mean, they played well. Like I said, I mean, they're a good basketball team. It's not like it was a team that's an average team that came in here and gave us a scare.
Right.
That's one of the best Division IV teams in the state of Ohio.
Well, a 9-point lead for Fort Recovery after the first. After that, you win every quarter the rest of the way. What was your message, I guess, after that first quarter being down by 9? To then get you guys on a roll, you're down 3 at the half, and you win the third quarter, win the fourth quarter, and ultimately win the game.
It was just, I mean, kind of what I just said. I mean,
yeah.
we were real calm. We just told the kids, keep believing in what we do, just keep being us. We've actually told them, I think they just threw their best punch, okay, and we're still within striking distance. There's still, you know, 24 minutes left to play, which is a lot of basketball, and, you know, I thought we did that. I you know, can't remember what the exact score was at halftime. I think we were down 3.
28-25,
yeah,
down 3.
I think we were down 3. So, you know, we kind of cut that thing within striking distance to where we felt pretty good going in the locker room about where we were at. And then, you know, the third and fourth quarter, I just thought we just kind of did our thing. I mean, I think our kids played really smart team basketball.
Well, you talked about Val Mollenkamp. She put up 14 points in the first half, and you were able to hold her scoreless in the second half. That had to be a big key to come back there as well.
I didn't realize
yeah.
we did that. I knew she went off in the first half, but, I mean, it's just a credit to our kids. You know, it's not any one kid. It's good team defense. Kids understanding, you know, what spots to be in. And, you know, and the other thing I think we did really well today on the defensive end, I felt like we rebounded it pretty well. I wish we could have got maybe a few more on the offensive end, but defensively, I felt like for the most part, we limited them to one shot after that first quarter.
Well, senior night, we got to talk about the seniors first, though. Morgan Hunt, talking about coming back and putting the game away. 14 points for tonight, but 8 of them on big baskets in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, she's one of those kids that just continues to wear you down as the game goes on, and she doesn't ever seem like she gets tired. I mean, I swear that kid could probably play basketball for 12 hours a day without even needing a drink of water. She's just a kid that goes hard all the time, and you know, we're sure glad she's on our team.
Well, senior day, 4 seniors on this squad, Trissa Porter, Andy Beatry, Melissa Seiler, Maddie Downing, all 4 have been a big part of this program. Coach, I'll let you talk about them a little bit.
Yeah, you know, all 4 of them have been instant contributors to our program from the time they came in as freshmen. You start with Trissa Porter, who started for us as a freshman and sophomore, and then unfortunately, last year had to miss the whole year because of some health issues. And, you know, to be honest, we didn't think we were going to have her this year. If you would have told me last year at this time that that girl would be back playing basketball at the high level that she's playing at, I wouldn't have believed it. I would have just been happy to have her on the team, you know. And that's a credit to her and the fact that she just stuck with it, where a lot of kids maybe would have kind of given up on it. You know, she believed, she stayed kind of in tune with everything we were doing all year last year, you know, every practice, being the best teammate you could possibly be, sitting on the bench, being the best teammate you could possibly be. And this year to get her back, she just brings such a high basketball IQ. You know, the kid's just a really gifted passer, and we're just really happy to have her back. Andy Beatry, who's been a three-year starter at the point for us, is just a floor general. You know, we always talk about how she's really an extension of the coaching staff out on the floor, really seems to understand what we want and when we want it, really defends. I think, you know, if you go game by game this year and you look at the kids that she guarded, she really did a good job of kind of taking people out of the game. Yeah, you got Lissa Seiler, who's got to be closing in on 1,000 points, probably going to get it here sometime in the next few games, and just been a consistent scorer her whole career. This year, her role has changed a little bit, and a lot of kids would probably have a hard time accepting that. All that kid does is just continue to play as hard as she can play all the time, and makes big shots when we need big shots to be made. Defensively, again, super aggressive. She made some huge plays down the stretch for us defensively tonight. And, you know, that's just kind of who she is. And then, you know, Maddie Downing has just been the big clog in the middle for us for 3 years now. And, you know, the awesome thing about her is if you would have watched her probably as a seventh grader, you would have never thought she would probably even be a varsity starter at all, let alone a three-year varsity starter who ended up scoring over 1,000 points in her career. Just missed consistency. I mean, you know when you get the ball into her, she's going to make that thing probably about 70% of the time. And that's a nice thing to have, you know, when you got that inside game to go with some of our outside players that we have. She's just put in a ton of work and has been a really great player for us.
Well, Coach, regular season in the books, another undefeated season in the Cross County Conference, another Cross County Conference championship, 21-1. I know you have hopes of doing a lot of damage in the tournament. You're always a guy that says you got to take it game by game.
Absolutely.
Got Jefferson coming up in the first round.
Absolutely. These 22 are just practice. I mean, you know, the real season starts now and everybody's 0-0. You know, we've got some work to do over these next few weeks to get ourselves ready for, you know, if we want to go on a long tournament run, we got to fix some things and tighten some things up. So, you know, we're going to get back into the workshop here next week and do everything we can to be as prepared as we can possibly be.
All right, well, congrats on a great conclusion of the regular season, and we look forward to covering, hopefully, a very long Tri-Village Patriot tournament run.
Thanks. I appreciate you guys being here.
All right, that's head coach Brad Gray. We'll step aside, come back, and wrap up the Home Insurance postgame show after this here on Tiger Country.
It's up to you. Take care of your business. Let Goodville take care of you.
Home and Insurance, formerly Fast Insurance, is a family-owned business and is an independent agency representing Goodville Mutual. Home and Insurance, formerly Fast Insurance, is located next to the fountain in downtown Versailles. Call Home and Insurance for your next quote. 526-4177. That's 526-4177.
Take care of you.
Hello, this is Kevin Flory, president of Kevin Flory Landscaping Lawn Care of Greenville, Ohio. On behalf of everyone at Flory Landscaping, we'd like to say thank you to everyone who voted us Dark County's number one landscape and snow removal service company again this year. We are very humbled to be recognized by you, our supporters, as the leader in the landscaping, lawn care, and snow removal industry. I would like to personally say thank you to all of our great team members for their hard work and dedication in making Flory Landscaping a success. Thank you again for your support.
As the 2019 farming season comes to a close, consider Merchants Bank of Indiana for your future farm loan needs. Specializing in ag operating, equipment, and real estate loans, Merchants Bank of Indiana is a full-service lender located in the heart of your farming community. With over 30 years of ag lending knowledge and emphasis on customer service, Merchants Bank of Indiana can help you grow your operation. Contact Scott, Denise, Kevin, Matt, or Rick for your 2020 operating needs at 888-294-1005. Merchants Bank of Indiana. Ag lending you can bank on. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Back once again on the Home Insurance Postgame Show here at the Battleground at Tri-Village High School, New Madison, Ohio. Lady Patriots get the win coming from behind over Fort Recovery, 51-43. The final score, another excellent season for Coach Brad Gray's squad. Again, they finish 21-1, 12-0 in the Cross County Conference. Fort Recovery, a very strong team in their own right. They're 15-5 now, 7-1 tied atop the MAC. For Tri-Village, their regular season comes to a close. We talked about tournament right around the corner. That'll be February 15th versus Jefferson. It'll be at the Brookville Sectional at their next contest. For Fort Recovery, still a couple of regular season games coming up. They play against Salina February 11th, against New Bremen February 13th. They then will play in the second round. They got a first round bye in the sectional. They'll take on the winner of St. Henry and Lima Perry. That game will be played February 22nd. at the Lima Bath Sectional. Take a look at our upcoming games. I'll be right back in action here at Tri-Village tonight as the boys take on the Tecumseh Arrows. Pre-game around 7:15, tip around 7:30, live right here on the radio, 97.5 FM, as well as streaming online at WTGR.com. Next up after that, Tuesday night, Arcanum will be in action against Milton Union in boys ball. Pre-game 7:15, tip at 7:30, live on the radio. Brian Hall will have you covered there. Big thanks to all of our sponsors that make Cross County Conference basketball possible here on WTGR. Bill Irons Plumbing and Heating, Buffalo Wild Wings, Allman Insurance, and Sonia Lumber, Boyer's Heating and Cooling, CF Peppelman Pepcon, Koblenz Agency, Dickman Supply, Eric Big, State Farm Insurance, Farmer Brown Restaurant, First Rate Industries, Flag Lumber, Four-Way Landscaping, G&G Floor Fashions, The Graves Farron Agency, Grow Excavating, GNB Banking Centers, HometownOpportunity.com, Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies, The Merchants Bank of Indiana, R.J. Warner Insurance Agency, Roland Truck and Equipment, Schlechty Sports Bar, Second National Bank, The Snack Shop, The Whistle Stop, The Jewelry Barn, Wayne Healthcare, and Warch Lumber. Once again, final score, Tri-Village gets the win over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, 51-43. The final score. Big thanks to Coach Brad Gray for joining us here in the postgame show. A big thanks to Brian Hall, our producer back at the WTGR studios. My name is Josh Oberhalser. Saying so long, have a great afternoon, and we'll see you back here right around 7:15 tonight for Tri-Village Boys Basketball on Tiger Country.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast of WTGR Sports. And now, back to your favorite hits on Tiger Country, 97.5.